On the show today, we have ChannelNet Solutions' very own Paula Tompkins and Tropical Financial Federal Credit Union's very own Amy McGraw both on the show talking about how the two organizations work together to partner on Hurricane Ian relief campaign, a very innovative and speedy campaign, if you will, and it had to be in this instance. So really good stuff here from Paula and Amy and how their two organizations worked to really help out many, many lives that were affected by Hurricane Ian. So check it out. Awesome to see you broadcast. Welcome to the show. And on today's program, we have, oh my gosh, two great people in the credit union industry here doing some amazing, fantastic things. And we're going to be talking about what they did during or right after Hurricane Ian. That is just a story in itself. But what you guys did to help your members out here, how you guys work together to help your members out here is nothing short of amazing. So let's do some introductions first, shall we? ChannelNet Solutions, right next to me is Paula Tompkins. Paula, how are you today? How are you?
Wonderful. I'm doing just great.
Great. And then right below us is Tropical Financial Federal Credit Union's very own Amy McGraw. Amy, good to see you again. How are you?
You as well. I'm well. Thank you.
Good. Well, glad to have you guys here. So your two organizations, ChannelNet and Tropical Financial, you guys partnered together to create kind of a Hurricane Ian relief campaign. And I was going over the background and the case study and all that type of stuff. I'm just amazed at what you guys were able to accomplish in such a short time, and then the results as well. So Paul, I'm going to let you go first to kind of set the stage here on what this campaign was and what it was all about, because obviously, just based on the numbers here, 4% of Tropical Financial's 77,000 members were directly impacted by Hurricane Ian. So this is a big deal for you guys, obviously. So Paula, can you kind of set the stage for us here, and then we'll dive into some details?
Okay, great. Well, when the hurricane was coming, I was busy. You know, we knew it was going to hit Southern Florida, yeah. So I reached out to Amy and team to check on them, see how everything was going. And then once it kind of, you know, the thing kind of jiggered and jaggered a bit, and it was supposed
wobble. To... We call it wobbling.
Wobbling.
Right. The hurricane wobble. Okay.
And so luckily, you know, it wasn't a direct hit on the East Coast. It was more Southwest Coast of Florida. Mm-hmm. But Amy still has members down there, even though her primary area is more Eastern and Central, wouldn't you say, Amy?
Yeah, Southeast is really our main area.
Yeah. So what we ended up doing is I reached out to Amy almost immediately once we knew things were, you know, getting under control, so mm-hmm. to speak, mm-hmm. and said, let's reach out to these people based on their zip codes. And so because we house all the data, and literally, if you think about the way a normal credit union or bank or someone might, you know, they would go to their IT, they would have a list pull, they would try to figure out this, that, and the other, and kind of weeks and weeks later, they'd get something out the door. Well, right. Once Amy had all of her programs in place, mm-hmm. right, who to mm-hmm. call for what, yeah. and yeah. how to get emergency help, and you know, a QCash offer, which is Quick Cash, that's mm-hmm. the name of the product.
Right.
So we got all the zip codes that were affected, and we essentially pulled the people that were in the eye of the problem, mm-hmm. and would undoubtedly have the most damage. And we immediately reached out to them and had just an incredible response. And this all, I mean, it was like boom, 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 between Amy's team and our team. And then after we did two rounds of that to mm-hmm. try to reach out to the members, because one thing you have to be clear on when it comes to these kind of storms, people are dislocated.
Oh, yeah.
They've had damage, their roof, their tree is down, their yard is flooded, their basement's flooded, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And so they're hysterical. So the job is to make them feel like you care, right, from a credit union perspective, that mm-hmm. you're here for them financially. Mm-hmm. And so away we went, and the results are, you know, to speak for themselves. And then I went to Amy once that was done and said, let's now go out to the members again with a mm-hmm. phase two effort.
Okay.
And what we want to do is specifically address if they know they have a mortgage, We know they have a car loan. We know they have a home loan, a personal loan, a home equity loan, a credit card. So we can actually call out the product that they might be having difficulty with. And at the same time, kind of do an instant survey that told us, okay, how severe was your damage, right? Mm-hmm. On a scale of 1 to 10, was it a 10? Was it a 1? And then we instantly sent that information to Tropical, and their customer service center picked up the phone and literally called the people that were in the greatest distress.
Wow.
So the whole thing is just an incredible story. Amy is very, very, I mean, she cares about her members. She puts that first on her agenda. They aren't a siloed organization. You can work across the various departments, like the customer service center or member service center, and get them to prepare for these people to start answering these surveys. So anyway, it's just an incredible experience.
So two questions here for you, Amy. What's the time span, and what was the messaging that went out to these folks?
Yeah, the first round of emails was just to let them know about the various programs. And we also even included resources with FEMA. One of our employees, and this actually really helped a lot, as horrible as it was, one of our employees is a remote employee and actually has a home in Fort Myers. That suffered pretty much, I won't say complete loss, but she suffered a lot.
Okay.
And so she was able to, when she told us that when she went to go to the FEMA station they had set up in Fort Myers, she was the only one there. She says it was her and a bunch of cats.
What?
I mean, there was like 10, 15 FEMA employees ready to help, but nobody there because they just didn't know where to go or what to do.
Oh.
So we decided that the best thing to do not only was to tell them about the resources we could offer, but also give them the direct contact information for the resources for FEMA.
Directly. Oh my gosh. Wow.
That was actually helpful because I wouldn't have known that. We would not have known that that was an issue because we on the east side did not suffer.
Right.
And
right.
I would say that was one of the things that was different than other disasters than we've had in the past. Because normally, if there's a hurricane, we're affected. Like our branches are closed and our branches and our people. And you know, we know what to do because we're all going through it. We're putting shutters up.
Yeah.
This case, it really didn't hit us as much. We got some outer bands. I mean, that storm was enormous, but it completely devastated the Fort Myers, Sanibel area.
Yeah.
And so we were able to isolate those people, but we really wanted to be able to dig into communications in a way that we've never done before. For example, it was near the end of the month. First of the month, if you haven't made your payments, there's a couple day grace period and then late notices go out. We wanted to stop those late notices
for
anybody that was over in that area.
Yeah.
Not necessarily just stop them, but also tell them what the resources were right on that notice. They weren't even sure, you know, especially if they were getting mail, would they even have a mailbox to put these?
I know.
So we wanted to just change up the way we do things. And because we were not directly impacted, we had a little bit more leeway and time to think about just them rather than up and down the branches and everything.
Everybody.
Else, we were able to really focus on them. And Paula is right, because all this information is going back and forth between our marketing automation system, HubSpot, and ChannelNet, we do know the products and we were able to isolate the different things. That's and we wanted to make sure that the different programs, including the mortgage and deferments, special auto loans, the QCash, which is a no credit check loan that's in 60 seconds, that normally is only $1,000. We will raise that for anybody who was impacted by the hurricane to up to $2,000. And made sure it just was going out to those individual people and how to access it.
Okay.
And then when the survey idea was so brilliant, and I wish we would have thought of that sooner, that one just went out this past week. And anybody who scored 7, 8, 9, or 10 in terms of damage, not only were we making the phone calls out, But we knew because of the products that they had, what departments needed to make those phone calls. So it wasn't even going to a general, hey, call out these people. It was going to loan servicing. It was going to member service. It was going to the call center. It was going to digital banking. It went to the people who could answer the questions and not have to go, oh, let me check on that. Yeah, oh, yeah. Let me check with collections. Let me check with, right. No, it was the department that was most impact that knew this member and, mm-hmm. and knew what their situation mm-hmm. was mm-hmm. That was able to make those calls out and help them immediately. That made a world of difference.
Yeah, I bet. Oh my gosh. And the message I'm getting here, especially from your perspective, Paula, is the proactiveness that you guys took. You saw this coming and immediately you guys jumped into action. Both of you have been working together for many, many years now. And so you almost kind of know each other and what's, you know, obviously Florida and that area of the country is impacted by these hurricanes this time of the year. So you're kind of on the lookout. And so when something like this happens, you guys kind of jump into action like superheroes. So, and here we go. So, and it's really fantastic to see, but the data that you have allowed you all to really target those specific people instead of kind of a shotgun approach. You went straight to the people, right? With this messaging. So that's the cool thing about it. And that's what made it happen so fast.
And this integration with the right department, I mean, that is critical. That's what you call omni-channel. It's like when you do this kind of personalization and targeting, you need to be able to let the responsible departments know that someone has raised their hand, right, digitally, mm-hmm. and they need help, yeah. or they're looking for a vacation loan, or they're looking for a small business loan, or whatever. But it's like digital needs to not be siloed. Oh, it must be a leading indicator. Wouldn't you say that, Amy?
Absolutely. We are really learning that. The more that we're doing with this, with the Pearls and with ChannelNet and reaching out to members, the more personalized we're getting, the more mm-hmm. we're learning that it's not, and again, we're leading with content. We're leading with education. It's not hard sales. You don't need to do that. Our whole credit union is built on the foundation of educate first, sell second. Make mm-hmm. sure the product is right for them and they're right for the product before you ever even start talking rates or terms. So I think that this allows us to really make sure the person's prepared and when they're really interested, then we can put them into nurturing, again, all education. And this is, I'm not talking just about hurricane response. I'm talking about overall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it really has allowed us to make sure that we are able to put the right product at the right time in the right place mm-hmm. For the right person.
Mm-hmm. And this methodology, and especially without the digital aspect of it, may not have been able, I mean, the success that you guys are, or the results that you guys achieve may not have been possible without the digital aspect of it. Is that a fair assumption?
Yeah. I think that's completely fair.
Yeah. And so, like you said earlier, I mean, you know, people's mailboxes might not be there if you're going to send out a note. So, and plus it might not get there, you know, for a day or two. This way, with the digital, the immediacy, the speed of it was of the essence. And it sounds like it worked like a charm, basically, for these folks. Can you guys share some results if you don't mind, or something that some results that really stood out? Or, and Amy, it looks like you want to add something.
Yeah, I think that we had, I was just going to say that I think the longest process was getting those programs nailed down, because we tweaked them and changed them based on how severe it was over there. You know, we really did want to make sure that we were addressing the needs that really needed to be addressed at the time, you know, not just the standard program. So we actually sort of tweaked our programs to ensure that they really would be beneficial for those people. Another thing I was going to say is that the shotgun approach, which is there were other credit unions that got their messages out, their emails out faster than us. That is true, but they took a shotgun approach. It went to all their members.
Well, that's easy. You just press a button and it goes.
Do you know somebody? If you know somebody, blah, 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 kind of thing. And then we're here for you, where we were able just to really focus in on those people who were in those impacted areas. And we basically used the FEMA list. FEMA had a list of all the counties, because we all think of like the Fort Myers area, that county that was, in the Fort Myers, Sanibel Island area. But that storm went right through Orlando, across the entire state. So there was many more counties that were affected. And although our main service area is from from like Tampa down, mm-hmm. That we do have members that live in Georgia and other places. And because we know right where they live, mm-hmm. and we knew the FEMA impacted areas, that's what we focused in on, to make sure that they knew that even though they weren't in Fort Myers, which is what all the news was talking about, that if they suffered damage due to that storm, we were there for them as well.
You guys are so smart. Paula, do you want to share a couple of results numbers or?
Well, the amazing thing to me was that we pushed these emails out and got a 91% open rate.
I bet you did.
And that email led to a personal experience for that individual member. And everything was about click, push a button to call the help desk. Mm-hmm. Here's the information about deferring your loan. Here's, you know, how we get you in touch with whomever. Here's the QCash that you can qualify for without pre-approval or approval, hard approval. Mm-hmm. You know,
seconds from the time they hit submit to the time the money was in their account.
That's amazing.
And
that's
we amazing. Also saw a tremendous response to like 87% of the people that opened the email and went to their personal page. I think it's 87, took the quiz.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
I mean, that is incredible.
The survey, yeah.
Those are off the charts.
Survey about how impacted are you?
Yeah.
And then we saw I'm just looking at a few more here. Even people that weren't mobile banking users downloaded the mobile app or joined online banking because suddenly they realized that these were things that can help them during this severe crisis. Sure. We beat industry benchmarks across the board by 3 to 4 times.
Well,
the
done.
Average email open rate for a credit union member or a financial services customer is about 27%. Mm-hmm. We get 91.
I think that's
click-through rates. I know. The click-through rates are typically about 2. Mm-hmm. We hit over 6, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then we also are automatically available to those same members on the brand website, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So only those people that were in those affected areas when they went to online banking also got the message. They didn't even need to click the email.
Right.
And so anyway, that's
there was one other thing too I want to mention. We also, as a credit union, we are very involved with the Red Cross. Our CEO is on the local board. And we did a matching campaign to help the victims of the hurricane. This is another thing. We were able to tell those in the unaffected areas about that fundraiser. We weren't asking the people in the affected areas for any money. We were asking those that weren't in affected areas to join us.
Right.
And we had close to, I think, just over $3,500 in donations, and then the credit union will match that.
Well done.
So even that being able to separate that out, because the last thing you want to do is push a message out.
Oh, gosh, no.
Money and they're, you know, homeless. So they were able to do that like that, to be able to separate those that were not in affected areas, to tell them about the fundraiser so that we were able to keep those people separate.
Gosh. Like so many things, speed is of the essence here. And especially in a natural disaster situation, you guys were on it. And the other thing, as you were talking, Paula, about the adoption of the mobile app and things like that. I mean, not only you guys obviously know the importance of the digital channel, but I think your members discovered the importance of the digital channel. So they are tuned in now for sure, I would think, right? So that's a huge kudos to you guys that you made that availability. They downloaded it, they used it, and they go, okay, now we're in with this now. So that's another feather in your cap. And a last question for you, Amy, is like, what lessons did you guys learn in this campaign that you can use in other campaigns? Maybe it's not a hurricane or a natural disaster type campaign, but are there any other lessons that you can use in other campaigns that you learned in this one?
Well, in terms of a disaster, we did learn that we really needed to have these programs ready to go sooner mm-hmm. than they mm-hmm. were. I mean, and we're actually going to create, we have a disaster recovery manual that it's ironic. I actually have it right here because I was going through it. But we all have that, but there's going to be a section of it that that is going to be speaking specifically about the different programs so that we can actually move a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
ChannelNet was ready. Emails were ready like within the 2 days afterwards. Right. We couldn't do anything until we had those programs in place.
Gotcha.
And also, again, because it was near the end of the month, mm-hmm. being able to change the wording, we actually had to go through our lawyers to change the wording.
Oh, goodness. Oh.
Documents. But being able to do something like that fast, and being able to get everybody sort of in the same room. Since COVID, we've learned using Zoom and other video types of conferencing that we're able to gather together and get everybody on the same page very, very quickly.
Yeah, on the spot.
Prior to COVID and prior to all this, we would have had to, you know, make phone calls, say, hey, can you come in? Can you come in? And, mm-hmm. oh, somebody's on PTO, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Not anymore. We're able to gather and work cross-departmentally very, very quickly. So I think that was also a lesson learned in terms of how quickly we can come together mm-hmm. to create something in response to either a natural disaster or anything that could possibly yeah. pop up. You yeah. never know.
Yeah,
especially you set the template. This economy with a recession. Well, I won't say it's a recession. We're not in a recession.
Hang on, Amy. Wait a minute. Don't get ahead of yourself.
Inflation is the word I was looking for.
There you go.
But our members are very affected. We're seeing our deposits. It's being leaving the checking and savings numbers going down because people are having to spend more on their day to day. So all those savings that they had over COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So because we're able to see that and go, okay, let's see what we can do to like create a special CD program. So we're able to let people know about that very, very quickly again, through either the emails, through right. ChannelNet, their personalized URLs, to make sure that people are aware of what's happening. And as more and more people adopt these digital channels, every time now, because where the Pearl is, it's located on their sign-in page. So every time they go on their computer, mm-hmm. as long as they have logged in once to their Pearl, it's always going to be there. And that okay. content is always being updated based on the products and services they have with us, along with some AI modeling that helps us predict what the next one they may be interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Again, all content, no hard sales, just education. So yeah, we're learning a lot every month with Paula. We learn something new, and she's not afraid of trying things that my crazy brain comes up with. And I am not afraid of working with her to come up or do things that
good for you guys.
Crazy brain comes up with.
I love it. I love it. Well, that's the way we need to be, for sure. Yeah. And it sounds like you guys set the template for future use that you can build on, right? And they'll iterate and iterate and just get better and better. Paula, I'm going to let you have the last word here. So fantastic stuff here. This is a great, great story.
Well, Amy is an incredible partner. Her team is fantastic, and her support across with all the different constituents, whether it's the lending department or the customer service department or the technical department. So we have access to all those resources. But I did want to also mention that she was able to get enough money booked from these loans, these Qcash loans, to literally in 1 month to pay for our services for a year.
Wow.
So, that's the kind of results that Amy and I together mm-hmm, mm-hmm. are driving. And we actually can see, you know, we actually track the ROI. We see the adoption. We know, but at an individual level, who these members are and what they did and what came next. And I don't know of hardly anyone out there that can do that today.
Well, literally. You guys, Ellen, because of your teamwork there and the technology behind it and just the know-how, you guys created, you made a bad situation at least tolerable for a lot of these folks, and you changed a lot of people's lives in the process as well. So kudos to you guys. So thank you so much for coming on today and sharing this message. And we have the full case study for you guys. We'll include that in the show notes so you can get more details on how this whole thing transpired and more results as well. So yeah, tremendous work from you two. I've been eager to have you guys on to talk about this. So well done, and keep up the good work, and look forward to having you guys back on too to share some more good news.
Okay. We've got some in the pipeline.
All right.
Our brains are always smoking.
Nothing wrong with that.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys. Thanks again. Appreciate the time as always. Keep it up. All right.